With your Alabama News Flash, I'm Trey Westerberg reporting.
Brought to you by Progressive.
Authorities in Irondale are investigating a double homicide that left two people dead. A 32-year-old woman and a 33-year-old man were shot late Sunday night. Police are seeking public assistance as the investigation continues. The University of Mobile is launching the Tom Eliff Center for Missions on August 28th. This new center aims to enhance mission-related education and activities as the fall semester begins. In Coleman, police arrested a Lacey Springs man after finding a truck reported stolen from Huntsville. The Coleman Police Department confirmed the arrest and charges are pending. The American Red Cross has declared an emergency blood shortage with a nearly 25% drop in blood supply since June. The decline began in May. Red Cross is urging all eligible donors to help replenish the supply. I'm Trey Westerberg with your News Flash.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.